Canto 6, Chapter 11. The Transcendental Qualities of Vritrasura. Sri Shuka said, "Afraid and disturbed as they were in their intent to flee, O King, they, the commanders of Vritrasura, did not take heed of the words of their master, who thus was stressing the Dharma. When the best of the Asuras saw that the Asura army, as if there was no one to protect them, was scattered and chased by the demigods, now the moment offered the opportunity, the enemy of Indra was in great pain. Not able to tolerate this, he angrily, with great force, stepped in the way of the demigods to rebuke them with the following words: 'Of what interest are these shitty mummy boys to you? There is certainly no glory to be found in attacking from behind and killing someone who flees in fear. Someone who thus thinks to be a hero will not attain a better world. If you believe in your battle, if you have patience in your hearts, and if you are free from desiring worldly happiness, O insignificant souls, then just keep standing in front of me for a moment.' This way, with his extremely powerful physical presence roaring, he, full of anger, threatened the demigods, his enemies, and scared everyone out of his wits. Because of that outburst of Vritra, all the god-conscious souls fell unconscious to the ground as if they were struck by lightning. The entire Sura army, which in fear had closed its eyes, was trampled asunder. Arrogantly, like a mad elephant running through a forest of hollow bamboos, he, holding his trident high, stepped around that violently on the field that the earth shook beneath his feet. Seeing him in such a rage, the carrier of the thunderbolt Indra indignantly ran towards his enemy and threw the mightiest of clubs at him. But the demon caught the difficult to withstand weapon in its flight very easily with his left hand. That incensed Vritrasura even more. Roaring loudly, he thereupon, with his club, struck Indra's elephant, that was so famous for its strength, on the head. This feat commanded the respect of all the soldiers on the battlefield, O ruler of men. Airavata, struck by the club in Vritra's hand, shook like a mountain hit by a thunderbolt and was, in great pain and spitting blood, with a broken jaw, together with Indra, thrown back 14 yards. The great soul, though, refrained from using the club again when he saw how Indra, innerly shaken about what had happened to his carrier that did not die, by the touch of his nectarian hand relieved the animal standing before him from all pains and injuries. When he thus saw Indra, who armed with a thunderbolt wanted to fight his enemy, O King Parikshit, he again remembered that Indra in the past had killed his brother. Mad in his grief about that great and cruel sin, he sarcastically laughing addressed him. Sri Vritra said, "What a fortune to encounter your lordship as my enemy, you, the slayer of a Brahmin who was your guru and my brother. How lucky I am today to be soon relieved from my debt to my brother by piercing my trident straight through your heart of stone, O complete falsehood in person. You, desiring heaven, mercilessly severed with your sword the 3 heads from the trunk of our innocent elder brother, like he was an animal. He was a fully qualified and self-realized Brahmin. He was your spiritual teacher entrusted with the task of leading the sacrifices. You, bereft of all shame, mercy, beauty and glory, are by your actions condemnable even to the creatures below the human level. You will have to die in great pain after my trident has pierced your body, that, as a corpse, will not be burnt but be eaten by the vultures. You, who proved yourself so cruel, I shall, together with all the others who thoughtlessly, following you, attacked me with raised swords, with their severed heads on my pointy trident, sacrificed to Bhairava, the leader of the evil ghosts and his hordes. But in case you, O heroic lordship of mine, with your thunderbolt, in this battle manage to cut off my head and destroy my army, I, having fallen prey to the scavengers, by contrast, shall be relieved of all debts and achieve the dust of the feet of the great sages. O master of the god-conscious souls, why do you not hurl your thunderbolt at me, your enemy standing in front of you? Do not doubt its infallibility. The bolt may succeed, unlike the club, that is just as useless as a request for money from a miser. This thunderbolt of yours, O Indra, that is empowered by the prowess of Vishnu and the penance of Dadichi, for certain, without fail, will kill your enemy. Whatever that is established by Lord Vishnu will bring the Lord's victory and all his opulences and qualities. By the force of your thunderbolt, the rope of my material attachment will be cut. And when I give up this world, I, with my mind fixed on the lotus feet of Lord Shankarsana, shall, exactly as he said, reach the destination of the Munis. Persons advanced in spiritual life he recognizes as his own. He will not bestow upon them the opulences found in the divine, earthly and hellish spheres, because they lead to envy, anxiety, agitation, pride, quarrel, distress and belligerence. O Indra, the endeavors of a person to attain the three goals of life, of a settled religion, economy and sense gratification, are obstructed by our Lord. This is to be recognized as the special mercy of the fortunate one, leading to stability, happiness and consciousness, which is easy to reach for unalloyed devotees, but so very difficult to attain by others. And therefore I pray, O my Lord, shall I be reborn as a servant of your servant, whose only shelter is your lotus feet? May my mind remember the transcendental qualities of you, O Lord of my life. May my words be of praise and my body be engaged in working for you. I do not desire a place in heaven or the topmost position of Brahma, not the rule over the world, nor to dictate the lower worlds. I do not desire the perfections of yoga, nor to be freed from rebirth, O source of all opportunity. All I want is not to be separated from you. Like small birds that, unable to fly, are looking for their mother, like a calf that, distressed with hunger, looks for the other, like a lover who is morose about the beloved who left, my mind, the same way, longs to see you, O lotus-eyed one. May therefore me, who because of his karma wanders around in this world of birth and death, be the friendship with your people, your devotees, O Lord praised in the scriptures, and not so much with those people whose minds by your external manifestation are attached to their bodies, children, wife and home.